We're continuing the shiur in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Trumos Umaisrois, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Vav. In the previous shiur, we spoke a little bit about the Kohen and the Levi, that the Kohen represents Chesed, and the Kohen is less of a Tzimtzum than the Levi, because by Truma, if you look in the Chumash, it doesn't say any measurement for truma. It doesn't say how much. How much truma? No shear. No shear means no tzimtzum, no gvul, no gvulim. When it comes to meiser, meiser we know is 10%. When it comes to the levi, levi is an union of din, tzimtzum, gvulot. Not hefkeris, not as much as you want. An exact measurement. So we touched on that yesterday, and we said that that's why even after you're giving the truma to the Kohen, which midoraisa has no shear, the Rabbonon in the Torah Shebal Peh, the Chachamim gave a shear to truma. They said, trei meya, two from 100, which Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain much more today in the learning we're going to do today. And Rav Nosson Zal told us that the Gemara was again a dogma of a tzimtzum. The Torah Shebichsav is more b'li gvul. In the Gemara, you have Mishnayis, Gemara, all cutting it up, much making it much more in gvulim, in boundaries. So now Rav Nosson Zal, just like he mentioned the previous year about washing your hands for bread, now he's going to add, he's going to explain why the Levim wash the Kohanim's hands with water before Birkas Kohanim. Paragraph of Vize Bechinas Mashahalevi Yoitzek Mayim Alidea Koyen Koydem Birchas Koyanim. And based on what we're learning here, we'll understand this mitzvah of the Levim pouring water on the hands of the Koyanim before the Koyhanim go ahead and give their bracha. We spoke about the Birchas Koyanim also a lot in the previous Shurim on this halacha. How the Koyanim are giving us this light. But the gemara of the bracha of the Kohanim is shalom. The most important bracha is shalom. What is shalom? Shalom is izun, balance. Shalom means that we know that there's a right and a left, there's up and down. Shalom is keeping everything in izun. We know that when a person gets sick, it's because there's a lack of shalom in the body. There's too much ash, too much fire. That's why a person gets fever or cold or all the different, that imbalance. Shalom represents the balance. So the Kohanim are giving us the bracha, the Birchas Kohanim, but the Levim are the ones who pour waters on the hands of the Kohanim. Ki hamayim sheshom ruach alikim rachefes, because water, as we explained earlier, the Torah tells us all the way in the beginning that water has that ruach elokim on it. The word ruach here is used also to mean air. Air that cools down, like that ma'avrer, that cools down the fire. So the water which has this ruach elokim, v'alkein ikar ha-kedusha al yodam, and that's why the main kedusha, bichlal, in Yiddishkeit, is from water. Because when a person's heart is burning too much without any gvul, that's what causes all kinds of averos and all kinds of mistakes. Shehem kol hatumos chas v'shalom, all kinds of impurity. And the main way that a person purifies himself and is zeche tatar and kedusha, hu al yedei haruach shebekanfei horeya, is through that avir, that air, that ruach that's in the lungs, shehu bechinas hatoira, which corresponds to the Torah. Because the Torah also cools down this fire. And we said that the Chamisha Chumshei Torah corresponds to the Hei Oini of the Reya, the five lobes of the Reya. Shemekareres Halev, which cools down the heart. Umetaheres Halev mikol hachamimus umikol apegomim. And it purifies the heart from all kinds of chamimus and all kinds of pegomim. Again, chamimus, there's two kinds. There's chamimus for avera, and there's chamimus b'li gvul for a mitzvah. There's a harmful chamimus for a mitzvah. V'alkein ikar hataharo mikol hatumoy sheboilam hu al yedei hamayim. And this is why throughout the Torah, the thing that usually purifies from all different kinds of tumah is water. Why? Ki shom ruach elikim rachefes. Because the water has that ruach elikim upon it, that cools. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Bereshis, the ruach elikim merachefes al pnei amoyim. Vaydeze nizbatlin kol hatumois haboim al yidei chamimus halev. And because water has this ruach, this cooling power, that's why it purifies from tumah, which usually comes from chamimus. The Zohar HaKadosh says about chom. We know that Noach had three sons, Shem, Chom, and Yofes. The Zohar HaKadosh says Chom is a nickname for the Yetzer Hara. Why? De mechamem gufei de barnash. The Yetzer Hara's job is to fire up a person. How? Two directions. If the person is looking for averos, he'll fire him up with averos. If the person is looking for mitzvahs, he'll turn up the fire on the mitzvahs to destroy the person, to a point that the person can't handle. V'alkein, kishem shitzi. V'alkein, and therefore, kishem, Avrami? Kishem shitzrichim lehi toher b'mayim mitumo letaro oy migdusha kala legdusha chamura. And therefore, just like a person, when he wants to go out of tumah into tahara, or he wants to go from a lower level tahara to a higher level tahara, he needs water, he needs purification, he needs mikveh. Kein tzrichen litboil mikdusha chamura lekala. So too, we have a very interesting thing, that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol moves up and down. He goes to higher levels of Kiddusha, and then he has to come back down. And the Torah tells us that he has to toivel, even when he's going from a higher level of Kiddusha, going down to a lower level of Kiddusha, he's got a toivel and a mikveh in between. Kein tzrichen litboil mikedusha chamura lekala. So too, there's a requirement to toivel, to dip in water, even when you're going from a stricter level of kedusha, a higher level of kedusha, to a lighter, to a lower level of kedusha. Sheze bechinas chomesh tevilois va'asora kedushin shehoya hakohen gadol toivel mekadesh b'yom kippurim. This is the explanation regarding to the five dippings in the mikveh and the 10 washings of the hands that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. Bechol eis shehoya meshana. Every time he goes through a change, bein migdusha kala lechamura, whether he's going from a lower level holiness to a higher level holiness, ubein mechamura lekala. And even when he's coming down, when he was at a higher level of holiness, he was in the Holy of Holies, in the Beis HaMikdash, and he comes out of there, and now he's going to be doing a lower level avodah, he's got to go to the mikveh. Why? Why? Usually we understand purifying yourself to go up to a higher level. Why would you be purifying yourself when you're going from a higher level to a lower level? Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki afilu kisheyoytzen mikidusha chamura lekala, because even when a person is going down, when a person is coming back down, he was in a very high place of kiddusha, and now he has to come back down, tzrichen lehi toher b'mayim, he has to purify himself in water, kedei lahamshich ruach loikim hamarachefes al pnei amayim, in order to draw that cooling power, in order to draw that ruach elokim that's on the water, shelo yazik ribui hakedusha chas v'shalom, so that high level light that he just received, he was in a very holy place. He's trying to come back down. Lahavdil, you read about this, rocket ships that go up to space, you know, and other things like that. When they want to come back into the atmosphere, there's a whole limud, there's a whole science. These rocket ships can go up and do their whole mission, be a perfect success, and then coming back down, the thing bursts. Why? Because they didn't know, they didn't understand all the laws of physics and everything, how this thing now that is so hot, when it comes into the Earth's atmosphere and everything, how it should go down, go through a cooling process that should be done slowly and carefully enough so that the metal doesn't just explode or burst. This could happen on the way up or on the way back down. There are so many times that you hear of mistakes and accidents, both trying to go up and trying to come back down, because you're going through such incredible changes. Not even a rocket, even these fighter jets that they use, which fly at tremendous high speeds. And again, when they're flying past the quicker than sound, breaking the sound barrier, when they want to come back down, they have to know exactly how to do that in a way that the fact that they were going so fast and shouldn't destroy them, shouldn't kill them in not coming back down the right way. So here Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that when a person was in this place of very high Kedusha, fine, you could be there for 10, 15 minutes or whatever it is. When you want to come back down, if you didn't first take certain steps to protect yourself, to make sure that you introduce that Ruach Elokim HaMarachefes al Pnei HaMayim, then the high level kedusha can harm him. V'al kein shelo yislahev halev al yedei zeh lotzeis chutz mi'agvul kanal. Because the Kohen Gadol who went to this place of very high kedusha, we want to be careful that his heart shouldn't get too much on fire to the point where he'll go chutz mi'amida, and it'll destroy him. Chas v'shalom. There'll be a shvira sakelim, and it'll harm him. This is one of the reasons why the Levi pours water on the hands of the Kohen before the Kohen is going to be giving that bracha. Ki ikar hatzimtzum v'hamida hualidei sitra de Levi. Because the main ones who are involved in making gvulim, who are involved in making tzimtzumim and midos to everything, are the Levim. That's the left side, the side of the Levi. Shaydei zeh yochol hakoyhein lahamshich ruach leikim benesiyas kapayim. And if the Levi first put water on the hands of the Kohen, now when the Kohen goes into this birchas koyanim, which is a very high level of kedusha, he's going to have the shechina on his hands and all kinds of high levels of holiness. The fact that the Levi poured water on his hands first is going to ensure that the Kohen is going to draw this Ruach Elokim lekarer halev, to cool down the heart, uletzamtzamoy, and to constrict it, to limit it, behadrogo ubemida, you know, with the right levels, with the right boundaries. Now, in this next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into explaining very clearly the topic of truma, and exactly why in the Chumash there's no measurement to it, and the Gemara there is, and exactly how it affects us.